This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The helicopter yesterday evening that brought U.S. President Donald Trump back to the White House after 72 hours of hospitalization for the deadly COVID-19 virus. The president urged Americans not to be afraid of COVID-19. In a show of fitness, he climbed the steps of the South Portico, standing on the Truman balcony, where he removed his mask, gave a double thumbs up gesture, and saluted the Marine One helicopter as it prepared to take off from the South Lawn. Stepping off the helicopter and walking toward the White House residence, the president paused to turn to the cameras, waved, gave a thumbs up, asked by VOA how he was feeling. A muffled reply of real good could be heard. The head of emergencies at the World Health Organization said Monday the agency's best estimates indicate roughly 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected by the coronavirus, more than 20 times the number of confirmed cases, and warned of a difficult period ahead. Dr. Michael Ryan, speaking to a special session of the WHO's 34-member executive board focusing on COVID-19, said the figures vary from urban to rural areas and between the different groups, but that ultimately it means that the vast majority of the world remains at risk. Three scientists have won this year's Nobel Prize in Physics for their discoveries related to black holes. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said today it gave half the $1.1 million prize to Roger Penrose of Britain for using math to prove that black holes are a direct consequence of Albert Einstein's general theory of relativity. Germany's Reinhard Genzel and Andrea Ghez of the United States share the other half of the prize for the discovery of a supermassive compact object at the center of our galaxy. This is VOA.